course, the Dave Matthews Band here on 98.3 The Penguin. Ants Marching, such a song about us all always trying to get it done as our little ants marching around. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, we've got some special guests joining me here in the studio. We're going to be shining a light, our local voices spotlight, on Miller Mott. And I've got a little bit of a party going on here, some folks coming to join me. Want to give a big Penguin and Bob King Igloo welcome to Adam Merritt, who's the director of admissions with Miller Mott. We've got Will Gamble, who is in charge of their new short-term career training program. We're going to be hearing about that. And Daniel Gerganis, also, he's the right-hand man and assistant director of admissions. Welcome to the Igloo, guys.
Thanks for having us.
It is our pleasure. We really do consider it a great privilege to get to shine a light on local voices here in our community, people that are making things happen. And, of course, Miller Mott is certainly doing a tremendous amount in our community. So what we'll do is kind of just start with, for anybody out there that's maybe just moved to town, for example, has never heard of Miller Mott, give a little bit of an introduction of Miller Mott. And for you, Adam, as director of admissions, we'll let you take the reins first and kind of how you ended up in this role that you're in.
Okay, yeah, thank you. So Miller Mott started back in 1916 here in Wilmington, actually downtown Wilmington. And we started off as a court stenographer school started by Judge Leon Mott, and pretty much been in the community since then, highlighting programs and skills that could help locals get started working in a specific field.
And 1916 is where it all began. And talking to you guys before we got on air, I wasn't sure the scope of Miller Mott, but you guys are all over the region, it sounds like. So things have really expanded over the years, of course, over the decades.
Yeah, it really has.
What are some of the other locations you guys are in?
Cary, Raleigh, Fayetteville, Conway.
And yeah, you even mentioned Georgia and South Carolina. Is that right?
That's right. That's right.
But it all started here.
All started here.
In 1916. So give everybody out there, whoever wants to chime in, a little bit of the scope of what you guys are doing there.
So we're obviously in the admissions department, and we are able to sit down, meet with people, go over different programs, different career options, answer their questions, pretty much just give them an opportunity to look into what it is we offer and how we could potentially help them.
And in terms of what you guys offer, I know we talked a little bit also before getting on air, there may be some misconceptions out there about what you offer and that you perhaps offer a lot more than people think.
Yeah, we do. We have obviously cosmetology and massage therapy, and oftentimes you talk to people and they're like, oh, you're the massage school or cosmetology school. And we have a lot more than that. You know, we have stuff in the IT field, medical field, criminal justice, that kind of stuff. So we also have short-term career training, which Will could go over and highlight a little bit more. But bottom line, we offer a lot of different programs to get people in skills that are needed in the local community.
And really, it seems that it's really just a fast track in a lot of ways, especially now with this new short-term career training that we're going to hear more about. But just seems like a real nice, direct, linear path that gets people where they really want to go in a reasonable, if not even short, period of time to really direct the whole path of their futures.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Feel free to chime in, Will.
Well, the short-term career training programs are definitely a fast track. It is, you know, pretty much self-explanatory. Anything from our nail tech program to a phlebotomy tech program. We have five-week medical assisting review courses that helps medical assistants out there that aren't certified to become certified, which, you know, Intune helps with pay scale, jumps to management and stuff like that. We do have a brand new personal training instructor course that we just rolled out that is helping people here in Wilmington become personal trainers, basically, so they can share their knowledge of health and wellness. So that course itself, 10 weeks long, very adaptive, hands-on, stuff like that. You can, you know, it's mixed with, you know, in-class training versus in gym training as well.
Very nice. And again, real life experience, I know, is a pretty integral part of what people are getting over there. And, you know, I don't know about you guys. For me, I mean, I got through school and I did it, college. I even went and got a master's degree, which I don't use sitting in here every day. But it's a daunting, I mean, it just feels sometimes completely overwhelming to think about even a two-year program, a four-year program, or you know you're going to have to go beyond undergrad, and how nice for people to have an avenue and an option that can really put them in a direct path to something that's much more reachable and accessible.
Exactly. And that's one thing that really separates us is, since we are small, we are able to sit down with every single person who's interested in looking into Miller-Mott, what we have to offer, and answer their questions in a very casual environment and do whatever we can to help them out, even if we determine that it's not the best fit for them. I mean, that's part of it. So sure, we can just essentially sit down with everybody at the very beginning and go over what they're going to be looking at, not only with school, but the career. That's the whole point going to school in the first place, is to get that skill and to get started in the career. And that's what we're focused on. So it's not about coming in and registering for classes. It's about coming in to see if this would be a good fit for you and you a good fit for it.
That's awesome. Yeah, come in, gather the information. No risk, for example, and no pressure. People can just come in and find out about it and then see if it's the right path.
Exactly.
You are hearing the voice of Adam Merritt. He's the director of admissions with Miller-Mott. We've got Will Gamble in, who's in head of the short-term career training program, and Daniel Greganis, assistant director of admissions. We're going to hear more from these guys, but we're going to take a little musical break. And I just couldn't resist when I knew they were coming in. I thought, this song is probably just so perfect. We're going back to the 80s with Timbuk3. I would have never known that was the band until I started looking up the song, but it's "The Future's So Bright, I Gotta Wear Shades" here on The Penguin. I know you're all out there checking your radio dials. You're like, is that The Penguin playing that? But yes, it is. We've got a special Local Voices Spotlight segment we've got going on right now, shining a light on Miller-Mott Technical College. And I mean, that song just couldn't have been more fitting. The future's so bright, I gotta wear shades. Miller-Mott is certainly doing what they can in our community and across the region in helping people shape their futures and be able to get there in accessible ways, nice direct path to something that doesn't take years and years perhaps to make happen. So we've got Adam Merritt, who's the director of admissions, with us. We got Will Gamble, who is kind of at the head of their new short-term career training program, and Daniel Greganis, assistant director of admissions. We were talking a little bit before the break about sort of what makes Miller-Mott different. I know, Adam, you were touching on that. Let's talk about this hybrid component that sounds like it does distinguish Miller-Mott a good bit. Whichever one of you wants to take that one to talk about this hybrid component to your programming.
Okay, yeah. It's something new that we're offering. For many of our programs, it combines an online feel with a hands-on in-class feel. So typically speaking, you would have like an online class and then maybe a ground class in college. Well, we combine the two to where you don't have to sacrifice the hands-on training that's very important on gaining a skill, but you're still not having to live there at the school all throughout the week by doing some of the theory part online. So with that, we've even made it a little easier for our students by including a technology package within their program, which comes with a laptop, a wireless hotspot. Your books are uploaded online or on your computer for your classes.
Wow.
And that just pretty much allows you to, like I said, not be there all throughout the week, so you can still pay your bills, work, take care of the kids, that kind of thing.
I mean, it just, the modern era, as I said, when you were telling me a little bit about this before the break, just wow. And it just makes things so much more accessible and doable for people, it sounds like, what you're doing to set the stage for that.
Exactly.
So the hybrid program is something that makes you different. You were talking also before the break about just the various different programs. Let's hear a little bit, just to kind of recap, because one of the misconceptions you pointed out, that people think it's just massage or just cosmetology. So just to recap for folks maybe that missed the first segment, what are some of the other curriculums and programs that Miller-Mott's got going on?
Well, we have business administration, medical clinical assisting, criminal justice, medical billing and coding, IT support, to name a few. I mean, so there's a lot of different things, and that's definitely not to take anything away from our awesome cosmetology and massage programs.
Aesthetics.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So basically a wide range of programs that meet the needs of the career options in the area.
Right. So it's nice for people out there to really grasp that. I mean, again, obviously the cosmetology and massage programs are doing very well if they are more known here in the area, but there are so many other options. Is there an average length of time for these programs on the whole, aside from, I guess, the short term, we know are shorter term, but as a rule for some of these things, what's the average time frame?
I mean, you're typically, for your degree programs, I mean, a year and a half, 15 months to a year and a half. Some of the clinical-based stuff, you're looking at around 9 months to a year. And that's going to be par for the course for me, much anything other than the shorter-term programs.
Right. And for the shorter-term programs, a ballpark time frame for folks?
About five weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just so fantastic to think you can really be directing your course, your path in life that quickly. That's in this instant gratification society in which we live. Now give everybody out there just a little bit of background as to kind of how you guys got into working here. What is it that brought you to this, and or what is it that you find most rewarding?
You want to take that?
Well, I've been with Miller-Mott for 12 years. Started off as admissions representative, moved into assistant director of admissions, have been the director of admissions. Well, I guess my title is senior director of admissions.
Ooh.
I've been that for the last 4 years as well. So been here in one place for a while now.
Right.
So
it's been obviously something's working for you. What is it that you like about the work?
Well, first of all, I love the people I work with. And most importantly, I love working with and impacting the life and future of our potential students and our current students. So, you know, you really do get to make a help people help themselves, mm-hmm. is the best way that I could put it. And not only that, but you think about it, graduating from college, and in a lot of cases, it's our students are the first time college graduates of their entire family. So that's impact. I mean, that's major impact. That changes the course of families and generations to come.
And for you in that work, I guess that's pretty gratifying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, man. Also, not only that, I mean, it's the relationship building on a more granular level. I mean, anybody who works in admissions, I mean, you're the first person those people meet, the first face they see, the first opportunity they get to speak with about the school they're going to. And I love the fact that you get to work with those people from the time they start to the time they finish. Even if it's not a direct problem you can solve, you can get them to the person they can. And they appreciate that, especially when you see them walk across the stage. Their family members appreciate that. They're like, oh, you're Daniel. You're the guy that helped Peggy get through medical billing and coding. That's so awesome to finally meet you. So stuff like that. And I'm going on 8 years, and I've been through at least 10 graduations at least. And there's always that person there that's ready to give me a hug or is ready to shake my hand because of that reason. So it's...
That's heartwarming for sure. I mean, such an impact, and especially for those graduations, you say in some cases they're the first person to ever graduate at that level. That's just that's tremendous, and making a real impact on their lives and our community as a whole, really, too.
Absolutely.
Will, you want to chime in a little bit about what this is like for you? How long you been in this game at Miller-Mott?
Well, I'm pretty much the baby of the group. My year anniversary is coming up next month. So it's been rewarding so far with me being brand new and these programs being brand new. It's very important to me. Like I said, it's, you know, a lot of brainstorming and coming up with things, but I just recently had my first enrollment class finish, and they wrote me a letter, you know, telling me how, you know, thank you and all that stuff. So we have a graduation to see them walk, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Well, that's fantastic. You guys, thank you for the work you're doing for all the folks in our community and our community as a whole. That has been the voices of Adam Merritt, who's the director of admissions at Miller-Mott, Will Gamble, who kind of runs the new short-term career training program, and Daniel Gerganis, Assistant Director of Admissions. You can get in touch with them online. Of course, they've got their website. You're located right over on Market Street, correct?
Right. Yep.
And the really nice thing they were pointing out too is just call to inquire. If you've been thinking about this, there's no pressure. They're just going to help guide you into what is right for you.
You can even walk in.
And so you can just walk in and drop in. That's just fantastic. Thank you guys so much for taking time to come in and chat with us here in the Penguin again.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. Thank you. And of course, we'll hand it over to our wonderful sponsors, and we'll get right back to the tunes after this here on the Penguin.